It's time to get live and local.
Where do you get your inspiration from?
When I was in school down in Chapel Hill.
I'm excited, man.
The music is just amazing.
The Aaron Keck Show continues with local news, sports, ideas, and now all the best local music in town.
Southern culture on the skids.
The Carolina chocolate drops.
The squirrel nut zippers. Mandolin orange.
Sylvan Esso.
Mac and Laura from Superchunk.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
The music here is as varied as the stores on Franklin Street.
Live and local starts now.
Thank you, Aaron. It's great to meet you.
On 97.9 The Hill.
And it's time for Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. There's a fund if you want to support Orange County arts organizations, artists who are struggling through COVID-19, and the employees of those arts organizations. The Arts Commission has set up a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. Find out more online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. They've already raised close to $30,000, and that has benefited dozens of local artists already. Right now, we're going to throw the spotlight on our radio concert artist of the day. It is Alice Dyson and the Shambles. They've got a brand new song that they are releasing today, and we have got that song for you coming up later on this hour. You can also head to their Facebook page or their YouTube channel, and they'll be posting a lyric video of the song during this hour as well. But we are going to begin the hour by going back to their most recent album, Greetings from Shamblevania, from last year. This is Ellis Dyson and the Shambles kicking us off with Psychopathic Family Farm.
Brother's burning ass to calm his nerves. And mama's in the backyard giving chase. But sister's gonna get what she deserves. It's nice to know things aren't gonna change around here. It's nice to feel that pain. It's nice to be the only sociopath down on that psychopathic family farm. Bought a wedding ring, a band of gold. She said she'd like to live out on the farm. Well, I say we better find another home. It's hard to say what will become of us. What will my family say? Is there any hope for any shred of normalcy? We'll never meet her on our wedding day.
Change.
rain around here. It's nice to feel that pain. It's nice to be the only sociopath down on that psychopathic family farm. Down on that psychopathic family farm. Hey, one more now, boy. Down on that psychopathic family farm.
Psychopathic Family Farm kicking us off this hour on Live and Local on Radio Concerts on the Hill. Hey, if you enjoy Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, find them online at shamblesmusic.com. Buy merch, sign up for their newsletter, and get more great music from them. They put out 3 albums already. 6:12 your time. We will have more from Ellis Dyson and the Shambles as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues. After this, we'll have an update on local news, including, if you're just joining us, details from the extension of North Carolina's stay-at-home order, Governor Cooper announcing that earlier this afternoon. That's coming up next.
Due to the impact COVID-19 is having on our community, University Kia would like you to know that their hearts go out to your family, friends, and neighbors as we get through this together. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing our community with reliable transportation. University Kia is taking all necessary precautions to keep their facilities safe, including social distancing and sanitizing the dealership throughout each day. University Kia wants you to know that safety is their top priority right now and are honored to continue serving their community.
This is Aaron Keck. Many of you ride home with me every afternoon, and while I may be a part of your daily routine, you are also a part of mine. And as we navigate this difficult time together, I want you to know that 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, and Chapelboro.com are committed to bringing news and information to our community. Like many of our partners and friends, we are also a locally owned and operated company. We are here for our listeners, our readers, and for the businesses. Stay healthy and stay tuned.
It's time for a Mindful Minute with Arete Float Tank Studio. Floating is great for relaxation and recovery, and Arete can't wait to open our doors again. While we're all doing our part to flatten the curve, we have a few simple ways for you to stay centered and calm. At Arete, we obviously think water is a key to relaxation, and staying hydrated helps your body in a number of ways. Your immune system is at its strongest when you're hydrated. As your body prepares to fight off germs, your cells need to be properly hydrated to maintain that effort. There's never been a better time to have a strong immune system. Water keeps a steady flow of nutrients going into your body's cells, which boosts energy. When you're dehydrated, physical and mental performance can become sluggish. With extended time at home, we can find new and interesting ways to safely exercise, but remember, being hydrated is the first step. Arete Float Tank Studio is a place for you to step away from stress and float into calm for your mind and body. While our studio isn't currently open, we are offering a buy one, get one on all floats purchased. Where else can you give the gift of relaxation? Visit us online at floatarete.com.
6:14 your time. Aaron Keck here with you this hour, catching you up on local news, state news really today, because the top story is Governor Cooper's announcement from earlier this afternoon extending the state's stay-at-home order, pretty much as expected, until May 8th. So another 9 days or so added to the stay-at-home order. Key question, though, is what's going to happen after that? Governor Cooper and Dr. Mandy Cohen, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, is both speaking at length about that today. Governor Cooper announcing that the stay-at-home order for now would go till May 8th, at which point the state might move into, emphasis on might there, might move into the first of a 3-phase process of gradually reopening the state's economy. All of this is very much in line with the guidelines that have been laid out by the White House, so both state and federal officials kind of on the same page with this, but this is all contingent on whether the state is able to hit certain benchmarks in terms of the numbers that we're seeing. We need to see a drop in the number of new cases and hospitalizations. We need to see an increase in the number of tests, an increase in the capacity for conducting tests, and that includes an increase in the stockpile of PPE that's available for healthcare workers and an increase in the capacity for tracing positive cases. If all of those things develop by May 8th, then we'll move into phase one of the 3-phase reopening process. In phase one, the stay-at-home order would remain in place. So again, we would be in the stay-at-home order even after May 8th, but some restrictions would be lifted and all businesses can reopen in terms of people being able to go to their workplace and do work there. Still wouldn't be able necessarily to open up to customers, but people would be able to go to work. Phase two would then kick in after 2 to 3 weeks. So this takes us now into mid to late May. At that point, the stay-at-home order would be lifted. Restaurants, bars, businesses, houses of worship like churches can all at that point reopen for customers at reduced capacity. So not fully open and operational, but at reduced capacity, all of those businesses can still reopen for customers. Then after another 4 to 6 weeks in phase two, this takes us into mid to late June, maybe as late as early July, then increased capacity at all of those places. And all of this would correspond with an increase in the number of people that can gather together at one time. Those mass gatherings would also gradually increase in each phase. But the phases do take us into, again, mid to late June or even early July before we get to phase three. And that's assuming that we continue to hit those benchmarks in terms of the capacity to handle cases increasing and the number of cases decreasing. So we'll be watching those numbers very closely. All of that from Governor Cooper and Secretary Dr. Mandy Cohen of Health and Human Services earlier today. Much more on that on our website, chapelboro.com. 6:17 is your time. And a look at weather as we move into the evening. We do still have a chance of rain out there as we get into the evening. 61 degrees right now is your temperature. At showers and possibly scattered thunder showers as we get into the evening and the late night hours, but the chance of rain will diminish overnight. Temperatures will hold pretty steady right around 60 because we got a big warm-up coming tomorrow. Partly cloudy skies for Friday, much nicer day than today, and highs will be up near 80 degrees. Big change from today to wrap up the week. Just for the one day, though, and then the weekend will split the difference. 60 degrees today, 80 degrees tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday, temperatures will settle around 70 degrees for both days. We'll get some rain on Saturday afternoon, but Sunday should be partly cloudy, and early in the day on Saturday should be pretty nice as well. If you want to get outdoors, you'll have plenty of chances to do that this weekend. 6:18 is your time. It is Radio Concerts on the Hill Hour. We've got the spotlight on Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, and we're going to go back to them after this.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. We're committed to fountain drink perfection. That's why we make ours with 100% filtered water and serve them at an ice-cold 34 degrees over our famous Chewy Ice. We're so sure you'll taste the difference, we guarantee it. The next time you come into one of our 25 Cruisers locations, come inside and enjoy the perfect fountain drink made just the way you like it.
89-cent fountain drinks with Chewy Ice every day. Only at Cruisers. Let's go.
Hello, this is Tony Hall. When your home goes on the market, we want it to look and show its best. Decluttering the home is very important. This may include unstuffing the closets, clearing off surfaces, paring down the furniture, and tossing things you don't need. If you're planning to sell a home, let's talk about decluttering and other good ideas. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
Chuck here from Wild Birds Unlimited of Chapel Hill. Birds don't take a spring break. In spring, feeders will attract the widest variety of birds. Nutritious live mealworms for bluebirds to feed their young. Long-lasting seed cylinders keep your birds satisfied when you're away. A nectar feeder brings excitement to your yard. Hummingbirds are back, so get your feeders out. Without shells, our no-mess blend is great for keeping decks, patios, and flower beds clean. We're near the Harris Cedar in Chapel Hill North on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, just south of 40.
Olmaz Jewelers and Gabriel New York have partnered together to bring their store to your door. Olmaz Jewelers in Eastgate Crossing may be closed, but their website is open. They know you still have occasions to celebrate and gifts to give. For that reason, they've partnered with their friends at Gabriel New York to bring you free shipping and a free gift on all orders placed through the Olmaz website. Simply visit olmazjewelers.com and start shopping. Once you place an order, Gabriel will ship your items directly to your door free of charge. That's olmazjewelers.com.
Hey folks, this is Ellis Dyson of Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill on 97.9 WCHL, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
Bicycle off my street. I won't read this unbelievable beat. They say a monkey in a suit with a tie around his neck is waving to a crowd of faces, silhouettes of the whole world's waiting for the button to be pressed. Says the denim clad hipster smoking hand rolled cigarettes. Oh, what will they think of next? Oh, paper boy, leave me alone. Your words fall on deaf ears, and I don't like your tone. Redirect your route on back home. What do you care if I read or I don't? They say the earth's burning down in the hell below. But the fires in the sky are stealing the show. They say the earth's burning down in the hell below. But the fires in the sky are stealing the show. What will they think of now? Paper boy, paper, don't come round my house no more. I can't believe what is landing at my door. Keep your bicycle off my street. I won't read this unbelievable beat. What do they think of? What do they think of? What do they think of next?
This is 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station, where Hillsboro listens. Streaming live on chapelboro.com.
Thank you.
Ellis Dyson and the Shambles there with So High. More from them as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this.
Are you frustrated with the high cost of prescription ED medications? Southern Village Pharmacy now offers Tadalafil 20 mg, the active ingredient in Cialis, for only $5 per tablet. In addition, Sildenafil 20 mg is still available for $5 or less for a single treatment dose. Shipping is available within North Carolina. Visit SouthernVillageRx.com for information you can share with your doctor to help discuss if these options are right for you. Southern Village Pharmacy, located in Chapel Hill, online at SouthernVillageRx.com or 919-240-4084.
Due to COVID-19, the Ackland Art Museum is closed to visitors, but you can still see what's on view from the permanent collection online at ackland.org. Peruse their About the Art digital guides and learn some interesting facts about the objects you've seen in the galleries. You can even virtually interact with art objects in three dimensions on Ackland's Sketchfab account. And find an art education activity to try at home. Simply visit ackland.org and enjoy great art from the comfort of your home.
Start the presses. The Daily Tar Heel is celebrating 125 years of journalism excellence as an advocate, investigator, and fact-checker in our community. Show your support with a tax-deductible donation to allow the DTH to continue training smart and community-focused journalists. In addition to supporting general operations, your gift provides leadership roles for students, covers cameras and digital equipment, and much more. Help sustain free press in Orange and Chatham counties by donating today at startthepresses.org.
Tune into the Aaron Keck Show Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock for Cappy Hour. You'll get a shot of real estate with Pappy Hackman of Coldwell Banker, Howard Perry & Walston as she provides you with an insider's look into all things local real estate. We'll cover questions like,
should I remodel, refinance, or sell my home?
How should I stage my home before listing it?
What exactly is an iBuyer?
Chapelboro is an amazing place to call home with an exciting real estate market to match. So, wrap up your week with Cappy Hour, Friday at 4 o'clock on 97.9 The Hill.
This hour of the Aaron Keck Show is presented by Tony Hall & Associates, where they don't just list houses, they sell them. Online at TonyHallAssociates.com.
We're going to stay with the music as we get into the 7 o'clock hour, after hours with AJ, picking up then to take you through the night. 6:30 your time right now. You're listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill on our live and local hour, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. Focusing on Ellis Dyson and the Shambles this hour. If you like them and you want to support them, head online and visit ShamblesMusic.com. That's their website. You can buy merch, you can sign up for their newsletter, get more music from them there as well. You can also check out their Facebook page and their YouTube channel, and excitement happening on both of those right now because they have just released a lyric video for a brand new song, Sarah Lee. We're gonna play that song for you coming up later on this hour though too, so hang out with us for that. And if you want to support arts organizations in Orange County and the employees of those organizations, plus artists in the arts community here locally, locally. The Orange County Arts Commission has created a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund. Get online and visit artsorange.org/support fund for more on that. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. Again, they've raised already more than $20,000, close to $30,000 now, and they have already used those funds to support dozens of artists locally. And they are going to continue doing that as we get through this crisis together. I'm going to turn back to Ellis Dyson and the Shambles now. More music from them. And we're going to kick off this set with one of my favorites. This is Often Wrong, But Always Right.
A chicken or a coward or a fool who thought it was a nice night for a fight. He took all my money, Lord, and left me there to die. Often wrong, but always right. You know the spirits, they got the best of me, Lord, I just can't remember why. Woke up this morning with my tail between my legs, Lord, I just can't remember why. It must have been a woman with her eyes full of flames, swinging for these fences of mine. She took all my money, Lord, and made herself my wife. Often wrong, but always right. I'm a coward or a fool, but I know what it means to be a man. Broken bottles and bloody knuckles, too often wrong, but always right.
The Hill.
Afternoon, doctor, do you make house calls? My baby got that highbrow going round. He used to dress in color,
Now he preferred to wear gray. He's a rain cloud over my head on a sunny day. From the next room over, I couldn't help but overhear. And in the door, my face appeared. Said, baby, don't you pull no punches, candy leaf, no double crosses. Come on, darling, lay it on the line. She said, well, if you insist. Papa, to be with you is like the wheels come off the wagon. Rather be hugging on your brother. Cause baby, you ain't nothing but a plain old saltine cracker. Need a little candy in the cupboard. Now wait a minute, darling, you don't intend to call me boring simply because I enjoy the finer things in life, do you? Like a 1,000-piece puzzle, or a nice fine antique, or a good hearty game of dominoes. Now that just don't seem hardly fair to a man. Now does it? Afternoon, doctor, it's worse than I thought. My baby needs you down here right away. It's hard for me to see him so blissfully unaware. Maybe you can help him understand.
Covered there, Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. More from them as Radio Concerts on the Hill continues after this.
You might have heard Coke Zero Sugar has the refreshing great Coke taste you know and love, minus the sugar and with zero calories. And you might be thinking real Coke taste with zero sugar and zero calories sounds too good to be true. That's understandable. Some people just don't believe it. Until they try it, that is. If you're ready to enjoy delicious refreshment in a whole new way with zero calories and zero sugar, pick up an ice cold bottle of Coke Zero Sugar to try the real Coke taste of Coke Zero Sugar for yourself today.
Hi, I'm Belinda Calloway with University Ford. Under the recent announcements made for Durham County, car dealerships are essential businesses providing you with reliable transportation. We are taking all necessary precautions to keep our facilities safe. Our employees always remain at physical distance, and we thoroughly sanitize the dealership throughout the day. For 34 years, we've continued to grow with this community and the events that help shape it. This crisis will be no different. Thank you for being a part of the University Ford family.
Tune in to the Aaron Keck Show on Tuesdays at 4:30 for the Chatham County Roundup, where we highlight personalities, businesses, news, and the overall happenings throughout Chatham County. This segment is made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. There, they believe that the art of doing business is more than just buying and selling, but that business is about people, who they are, what they stand for, and what they contribute to the world. Weaver Street Realty. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here, online at weaverstreetrealty.com.
For most of us, we don't spend a lot of time thinking about diapers. But if you're a parent, grandparent, or caregiver without them, they can become a major source of stress, guilt, and desperation. The Diaper Bank of North Carolina is in need of additional donations to help families get through the coronavirus outbreak. Their biggest needs are for size 2 and size 5 diapers, baby wipes, and Ziploc bags. And of course, you can make cash donations as well. Please visit ncdiaperbank.org for more information.
Hey folks, this is Ellis Dyson of Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. Thanks for listening to Radio Concerts on the Hill on 97.9 WCHL, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission.
Hey boys!
Yes, Ellis!
See that guy with the eyes that shine, make a big man feel like he's 2'9". Every single breath passing through her lips makes a little man feel like he's 10'6". Tell me now, boys, what have I seen? Makes me wish I could afford a ring. Just one look and you know she swings. She looks good enough to see the rings. Having a hard time leaving my eyes. Is that really her? Am I going blind? There ain't no way she's walking my way, but even the thought isn't making my day. Tell me now, boys, give it to me straight. Can I believe this is my fate? Her and the flowers, what a beautiful scene. She looks good enough to see the rings. Put my right sock on before my left. Every single day for getting out of bed, cause karma's gonna get me any way she can. I pick up every single penny. I didn't save stand up from a copper piece, cause bad luck is my luck and good luck ain't for me. Diamonds are real rich. This time she's within my reach. Make way, boys, I prepare a speech. Excuse me, miss, but I really must sing. You look good enough to see the dreams. Just where did my sweetheart go? She was stepping this away just a moment ago. Once the sun shined down on me, then no man fake came barking up a tree. Come on, boys, show me the door. Can't remember what I came here for. Just one look and you'll know what I mean. She looks good enough to see the dreams. Put my right sock on before my left. Every single day for getting out of bed, cause karma's gonna get me any way she can. I pick up every single penny. How they stay filling up from a copper piece, cause bad luck is my luck and good luck is for me. Hey boys.
Yes, Ellis.
Just one look and you know she swings. She looks good enough to season green.
Dinner party in arcade. I sent you all the dates and I hope that you saved it. Gathering the nuts and berries, this will be pleasant. Igor even managed to catch and cook a pheasant. We're gonna have a dinner party in arcade. Betsy's gonna bring her boyfriend Dave. He's kind of a jerk, but that's okay. Nothing can go wrong at the dinner party in arcade. It's time for the dinner party in our cave. As guests arrive, I greet them with a hearty wave. The coals are hot, the pheasants plump, the wine is passed around. The laughter and the small talk, what a truly pleasant sound. We made it through the winter, all the blizzards and the ice. I have to say, compared to that, this cave is paradise. Thank you all for coming and sharing in this feast. Relax here in my private cave, away from hungry bees.
My winter sleep, and now it's time to eat.
Don't you ever think that we're just barbarians? Have you ever thought of going vegetarian?
Are you kidding me? Have you seen the spread? There's 11 types of cheese. Barely will you find a bunch as delectable as these.
I hear your point, you're right, my friend. It's time that we dig in.
And so it goes, as one feast ends, another one begins.
Does anyone have the time?
It's about 8:45.
Check out this invitation. I guess I'm one day late. I wonder what was served at the dinner party in the cave.
97.9 The Hill.
Sara Lee, see what you did to the apple tree. You made it right. Right for the picking, and you picked me. Brightnessing on that apple tree. Sara Lee, see what you did to the grass beneath my feet. Tied it around my ankles and pulled me down. Down in the grass, just you and me. It must have been an error in judgment. Must not have thought very long. Cause I don't know much about you, Sara Lee, but I know I will do you wrong. Sara Lee, see what you did to the words in my mouth. Tied them around your finger and spun them around. Round and around till they came out. Sara Lee, your hand in my hand in my heart. Pulled me together as I fall apart. With your hand in my hand in my heart. If I am a ship that is sinking, then you are the
anchor that weighs me down. I don't know if I wanna plug this hole or if I want to drown. Sara Lee, see what you did to the apple tree, made it ripe. Right for the picking, and you picked me. Riding this sing on that apple tree.
Brand new one there from Ellis Dyson and the Shambles. That was Sara Lee. The lyric video is up now on Facebook and also YouTube, made by Anna Dyson. Thanks to her for doing that. Radio Concerts on the Hill, made possible by the Orange County Arts Commission. If you like Ellis Dyson and the Shambles, visit their website, shamblesmusic.com. Buy merch, sign up for their newsletter, and get more music from them. And if you want to support Orange County arts organizations, the employees of those organizations, and artists in our community, there's a fund, the Orange County Arts Support Fund, online at artsorange.org/support fund. Again, artsorange.org/support fund. Thanks to the Orange County Arts Commission for that. We got one more from Ellis Dyson and the Shambles as Radio Concerts on the Hill wraps up after this.
Original, unbiased, fact-based. That's what you get from Ground Game, the latest podcast from the Associated Press. Hosted by AP's Washington Bureau Chief, Julie Pace. Ground Game discusses election strategy with newsmakers all through primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Frank Rexford, senior mortgage banker with Corporate Investors Mortgage Group right here in Chapel Hill. As an avid triathlete, many of you may have seen me around town, swimming, biking, and running the many steps of Keenan Stadium. So I'm here to remind you that the entire team at Corporate Investors Mortgage Group is here to help you every step of the way throughout your purchase or refinance experience. Please call us at 919-929-6116 or find us on the web at CIMGINC.com.
This is Jeff Rubish of High and Rubish Insurance Agency. Did you know flood insurance is not included under your standard homeowners or business policy? Most flood policies require a 30-day waiting period from the date of application and payment. So well in advance of the next storm, review your insurance coverage to determine if it is still adequate. Call my office at 919-913-1144 to schedule a complete review of your insurance at no charge. This is Jeff Rubish. Did you know?
Hendrick Subaru's South Point is going the extra mile. They're taking extra precautions by freshly sanitizing every Subaru to help keep clients and employees safe. Schedule a test drive at your home or office and receive a $50 Target gift card. You'll also be entered to win in the drawing for the grand prize of a $500 gift card. Rates as low as 0% and no payments for 90 days. Leases start at just $176 per month. Visit us online at SubaruSouthPoint.com. Hendrick Subaru South Point. Here today, here tomorrow, here when you need us most.
At Piedmont Health, the mission is to promote and sustain the independence of seniors wishing to remain in the community. Senior Care is a unique and complete health care program for seniors. It's not a nursing home. It's a program of all-inclusive care for the elderly, or PACE, in which seniors receive comprehensive long-term health, social, medical, and dietary care. It's a safe alternative to nursing home care.
Piedmont Health, because everyone deserves the benefits of a healthier life. Learn more at PiedmontHealthSeniorCare.org.
Hi, I'm Mayor Pam Heminger from Chapel Hill, and 97.9 The Hill is my community radio station.
I've been walking down Orleans Avenue with nothing on my mind but me and you. I've been thinking about your face and them pretty little hands sitting on your waist. I can't keep this to myself. I love you, little mama. Don't you put me on a shelf. Oh, no, 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 'cause that'd be me, Mike, and Nelly Cat. Sounds like a broken record. Me like an alley cat. Sounds like a broken record now. Me like an alley cat. Sounds like a broken record.
me like your Nelly Cat. Sounds like a broken record now. Come on, baby, now. Let's get a little crazy now. Take a little walk with me. Come on, baby, now. Let's not be lazy now. Take a little walk with me. Cause I've been drinking for days. I've been dreaming for years. I've been drinking for days. Now I've been dreaming of you for years. Something about that summer sun and the way you keep my name right on your tongue. Feeling like an animal, a little untamed. Come on, little mama, just a little spare change. It must have been fate that brought you my way. Come on, little mama, don't you throw me away. Oh, no, 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 cause that'd be me like an alligator. Sounds like a broken record. Me like an alley cat. Sounds like a broken record now. Me like an alley cat. Sounds like a broken record. Me like an alley cat. Sounds like a broken record now. Come on, baby, now. We can make it now. Take a little walk with me. Come on, baby, now. You can save me now. Take a little walk with me. I've been drinking for days. I've been dreaming for years. I've been drinking for days. Now I've been dreaming of you for years. Sound like a broken record. 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 Sound like a broken record.